Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. When you get a chance, lots of stuff that we updated every day just for you. It's a 15-year-old website that we've been improving and updating and putting new stuff up all the time, day after day, for all these years. So check it out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Larry May is our guest, our new friend. He's the president of Keller Schroeder, which is an IT company that happens to be structured as an ESOP, Employee Stock Ownership Plan. This was the direction that the company, that the owners and the employees chose to go 9 years ago. Larry, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website, please?
For Keller Schroeder?
Yes.
It's just kellerschroeder.com.
All right, and that's Keller with two L's, S-C-H-R-O-E-D-E-R,
and
Schroeder,
right.
And it's how you say it, but it's got an O in there. When the two remaining partners decided to divest themselves 9 or 10 years ago, they had the classic option would have been to have been absorbed by a bigger company, or mm-hmm. sold to another, somebody else who would come as the owner and continue to employ the employees who were there and whatever their conversion would have been. But the third option was the ESOP, wasn't it?
Right. They wanted to leave the hands. They wanted to give the opportunity to the employees who helped build the company. They kind of wanted to leave the company in the hands of those who helped build it. So the ESOP was a good option for that.
Right. And so how did that go together? How did that come together?
Well, you know, a lot of people will pass along as a family. There really weren't any family successors involved. And so when that's the case, and there are a number of other factors that you consider for an ESOP, but the bottom line is you need to obtain financing, and you need to be a profitable company. A company mm-hmm. has to be consistently profitable. If you can do that, there are a lot of people out there that are experts in the field that can help you design an ESOP. Mm-hmm. A lot of different ways to do it, but
you also have to have well established, well developed, and transparent financial information, don't you?
We do. In fact, we really share a lot of our financials openly. You don't have to do that, but if you're going to have employees who act like owners, it's best if they understand.
But in the conversion, in the early days, I'm just saying. In other words, as you know, there are a lot of businesses out there that hold the financial information so close to the vest, and they don't really have great records to start with. You can't convert over to an ESOP if there hasn't been a culture of or a commitment to high quality financial information.
That's true. You're not going to convince a bank to be party to an ESOP transaction if you don't have good solid financials.
Right. Exactly. So where did you go to get help with this?
Well, and this is a really good point, Jim. We started off with some people that were less experienced in this field, and there were some pitfalls there. We very quickly found out that you need to, when you talk about ESOP transaction, you need to find an ESOP expert.
You don't need beginners, do you?
No, because there's a lot of regulatory requirements. You don't need to be you don't have to be an expert yourself on that, but you need to talk to people, work with
right.
people who are.
So you did what your customers do to you. You called somebody who could help you.
We did. We hit a couple of bumps in the road, found out we were dealing with someone that was less experienced in the field, and then very quickly
right.
moved on to some people that were very
And I'll go ahead and say that. You wind up with principal, right?
Principal does our ESOP administration
right.
and gives us a lot of good advice. There are other parties involved, people
good.
that do an
so
annual
need
evaluation.
So the mob is you need more than you're going to need more than one group to work with, right?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so,
yeah.
How would you if somebody were thinking about doing this right now? What would be your best advice? Let's say that they're sitting in their desk right now and they say, "I want to sell my business. I got a good employee team, good management team. I'd really would like to see the employees hang in there and keep the company going themselves." Where would you say the first phone call to make?
Well, the first thing I would do is go to nceo.org, National Center for Employee Ownership.org.
nceo.org.
Yeah, they have it's a great resource. We're a member of that organization, and they've got a lot of Q&As in there to help you decide, is my company the right size? Am I the right? Can I get bonding?
Oh, okay.
Can I get financial? There's a lot of good questions and answers there for you to get an idea of how the ESOP transaction would work.
Right, okay.
That's where I would go first.
All right.
And from that, you can also get a list of providers who specialize in ESOPs.
And so then they will probably, if you can find some people who maybe have been identified there, they've been offered content to show that they're thought leaders, maybe even some advertisement there around that search of where to go. Is there an industry that you could, other than that website, is there somewhere else you could go?
There's another organization called the ESOP Association. NCEO does a lot of ESOP work.
Right.
I believe it's, I'm not sure the website for the ESOP Association, but you could Google that.
Right, exactly.
But they're more of a lobbying organization, but they also do education on ESOPs.
I got you. And so in 9 years, you guys have been happy that, has everything turned out well, or was this the right thing to do?
Let me put it this way. Each of the 9 years since becoming an ESOP, we've exceeded each of the 25 years prior to the ESOP from a profitability standpoint. So we've been very thankful, very blessed to have a very profitable run since becoming an ESOP.
Quickly, do you think the original owners got more money in this transaction than they would have in another kind of transaction?
I don't think it was more, but I also don't think it was less.
But they got their money, though, right?
They did.
That's the main thing. Hey, Larry, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
Congratulations on the great success. Larry Schroeder, Lake Maitland, ladies and gentlemen, with Keller Schroeder. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.